A good bit of sunshine. You know, I can't rule out an isolated shower late in the day towards evening. And then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night and in through the overnight hours and first part of the day on Sunday before ending. A little cooler on Sunday. Sunday's high only 67. And the pollen count, yep, still in the very high range right on through the next few days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Funeral services have been set for State Representative Dimitri Palizos. A wake and prayer service will be held today from 5 to 7. The funeral will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. Both services will be at the Greek Orthodox Church of the Annunciation. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting. Police say two men were shot in the 6,000 block of Oakley Road Thursday. One of the men has life-threatening injuries. The other has non-life-threatening injuries. Right now, no arrest have been made. Meanwhile, Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is speaking out about recent violence in the city. He says there are too many illegal guns on the streets and they are falling into the hands of criminals. He says that local law enforcement needs the community's help to stop the violence. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I play widespread.
Even if you wear a bathrobe, Rob.
Randall hung up. I bet he wears a bathrobe.
I'm really sad I missed that one. I heard it coming up the stairs. I heard it.
He's going to call back. He was waiting to hear your voice. Now he can confirm that you're on, you know. He thought you might not be on because it's like 11:07, you know.
11 o'clock on Friday, Dave.
I know, but I'm just
Well,
saying.
I knew that's why he called.
I'm usually on Thursday, but it's Friday, and I'm here, so.
True. It's a good point. Dave makes a good point.
Are you taking Jack's place right now? Or are you coming anyway?
You can't take Jack's place.
You know what I mean. Of course. A stand-in, a proxy.
Nobody takes Jack's place.
Now, Baron said that that he wouldn't be here, so.
He told me he wasn't going to be
told
here.
Told me the other day, so.
Friday.
Yeah.
And so,
I kind of like the Thursday-Friday hit. It kind of gives me like something to do.
And it gives you something to look forward to at the end of the week.
Exactly.
But no, he Dave normally comes Thursdays. But I said Jack isn't going to be here Friday.
America.
Huh.
America. She knows the sleeve.
Got it.
It's a conversation piece. It's
the first thing, it is a conversation piece.
As soon as he walked in, I was like, compression sleeve.
My elbow hurts.
Oh, okay.
Do you also wear a bathrobe?
wrong.
You know what? I will say Dakota got a, my parents got him a bathrobe for Christmas, and he wears it almost every night. Just to watch TV.
I don't want to be the one to break it to you, but he's either gay or going to a mental institution. I don't want to be the one to tell you.
Well, he's not listening, so, you know, go away.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Oh, well.
There's no third option with men in bathrobes.
True.
I've yet to meet one that is not following the...
I think our house is cold. I think that's why he...
Oh, is that...
I'm pretty sure.
Doesn't own a pair of sweatpants?
I mean, doesn't have sweatpants and a shirt?
It's a comfy bathrobe. I don't know what you want me to say. I digress. Go ahead.
Well... This is a scary development.
Segment's already off the rails.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to recover.
Back
from this.
Back to bathrobes.
I just had to tell her he was going to a mental institution. It's not helping. left lane hog. I can't. I don't. How do you recover from that? How do you recover? Who's that? Randall. I knew
told
it.
You'd call
I knew
back.
It. That's why I was stretching until Randall got back in. Randall.
Hey, you know, I had to put the udder back up. I got to know.
Oh, no, Randall. You're not going to breeze past that metaphor.
I paused, gave you a second. I mean, I didn't know, you know. Mm-hmm. I was a reference back to the hauler. I had to put the udder up. You know? Okay, all right. Is it silk? I got to know, is it silk? Is Dakota's bathrobe silk? Come on.
No, it's not. No.
Is it a short?
No, it's not.
It's like knee length.
I'm going to buy a bathrobe tonight. If that's what it takes, I'm going to get a bathrobe. That's all it needs. I knew I had to wear a bathrobe every night. I've been done that.
Randall, Baron has already accused my husband of being gay because he wears a bathrobe. So...
Your husband's fine as hell, so I'll get in the bathrobe with him.
Told you!
Where am I? Where do I fit in this equation?
Well... You are second fiddle to him.
That took a turn.
I'm just gonna go get the bathrobe.
You know what? I'm just gonna move out, and you can move in, and I'll live my own life. That's totally fine.
You can stay with Dakota.
No, you can't move out.
I don't know. A lot of accusations flying around.
I gotta go through Dakota to get to you, baby.
Whoa.
Oh, see, that's all. That's the only reason. I'm just playing.
All right,
just
Randall.
All right, we're just having fun.
Are we?
We'll see. Yeah, we are.
As long as you don't do that fun in Brunei.
Bathrobes in Brunei, people.
Not a single one.
Hey, I bet you Dave got a bathrobe. You ain't gonna tell me you ain't got one.
We talked about it.
I said that I could wear it.
Right, I mean, I have one, but I don't use it.
Okay.
I got one, like, right. You know. Also, the thing about me is, like, it's, you know, they all come to, like, my thighs.
I was just about to say that.
I mean, like, yeah.
Every robe's a shorty robe.
So now we don't wear robes, we use them. So now it's a tool, so we use robes, okay? I don't have that part.
All right, Randall. Well, I gotta run. I gotta cut you off before we get too out of control.
I think you can substitute wear for use. Yeah.
It's a disturbing development.
I'm learning a lot about my personal life in this conversation.
Smooth operator, do you, sir, wear a bathrobe?
I'm more of a pajama pants, t-shirt kind of guy.
There you go. Thank you.
Good.
But I did want to say, yeah, if anything could fit Dave, I figured it'd be more... it might be referred to as a kimono, maybe, but if we could find one that fits. But I do want to stick up for some folks that do wear a bathrobe. An older man, for example, once you get to that status, I'm sticking up for my pop here. When you get to be a little bit older, you get the right, I think, personal opinion, to wear a bathrobe.
What is the cutoff? Is it 60?
I don't know.
60, 70?
True. You got to have a cutoff.
When you start getting Social Security.
Social Security.
Same thing as being a mental patient.
When you get your first Social Security check, they send you a bathrobe?
That's a good question. I mean, I think when you get old man status, you don't care what anybody thinks.
That's true. Yeah, you don't care.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. Just tell him not to check
just
the mail. Tell him don't go down and check the mail and grab the paper in it.
We don't let him do that.
All right.
Okay.
People think it's crazy. They'll call
like Ray Liotta at the end of Goodfellas.
Exactly. They think you're nuts. Had another bathrobe discussion would take over the 11 o'clock.
People have opinions on bathrobes, dude. I've gotten like 9 texts.
Have you really?
Yes.
Do people wear them?
Well, you know, just people like, yes.
They do?
Or like,
get some sweatpants.
Or, yeah.
I got some little scrub pants I wear around the house.
I have like three robes I don't wear.
You don't wear a robe?
No. No.
Just think Lori wears a robe?
Hey, guys.
Do the donkeys wear robes?
Do you put robes on your donkeys before you go out and see them?
No, but I got a robe story for you, okay? My husband is a nudist at heart. He just really is. He prefers, if he could be naked, he'll just be naked. Okay. But he's a traveling superintendent.
Let me just say something. It takes a lot to silence this panel, this particular group.
I know, y'all are not even
not one person
like,
even looked up. I looked up. Christy and Dave are both looking straight down when you said, my husband is a nudist at heart. If he could go around naked all day, and neither one of them like, not touching that. I go in there.
Okay, so he's a traveling superintendent, so when he stays, he has a camper, he stays in RV parks. Well, they have a real nice shower set up, so instead of using the shower in the camper, he'll go use the showers that they have. Well, I got him a robe, you know what I mean, to go to the shower.
What you're telling me is he knows the number to pay phones at a lot of rest stops.
That's what it sounds like
this is going, okay?
Remember I told you he's a nudist at heart. So anyway, it's in Texas. He's walking to the showers in his robe, and he has a Maryland
robe. Somebody told
me
only two things come from Texas?
The wind picked up and blew his robe straight up. Marilyn Monroe moment. And you know me, I'm like, well, you don't know me, but I'm very modest. I'm not a nudist at heart.
Do you know how many times this happened to me in the parking lot?
Is this his excuse for getting arrested for indecency?
No. So I looked at him and I said, what did you do? Because he had all of his shower stuff in his hand. Did you drop your stuff? And he was like, no, I just waited for the wind to die down. I was like, oh, my God. I will never travel with you, husband of mine. Travel with you. But anyway, that's my road for
you. Texas is a particularly confident man.
Wow.
He's a very confident man.
I can only imagine.
And actually, he's replacing the floors in my house. And he was doing the hallway. And I'm telling you, the only thing he had on was a pair of white socks and knee pads. And he was facing the other direction. I took a picture of my beautiful floors.
Yeah.
And I couldn't place
it. A little surprise in the corner of the picture, huh?
My girlfriends as I could. I showed her the picture. I was like, look at my gorgeous floors. They're like, oh, my God. Oh, is that your husband's rear end? I was like, those are nice socks he's wearing.
All right. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
I think we need to move on from the robe discussion.
I think we should do the whole hour on robes.
I do have a new development.
Now, I will say. Hold on. She has a development you're going to want to hear here.
I texted my husband, and I told him that news abusers make fun of men who wear bathrobes. And he said, making fun of comfort and luxury sounds like poor people talk. So there's
well. I can assure you. I can assure you, wearing a robe is neither comfort nor luxury.
I will say that if anybody wants to buy me a Ric Flair style robe,
yes,
I will wear that here. I wear it every day, everywhere you see me.
I need mink. Yeah. You know, I need fur. Give me a fur robe. I don't want some terry cloth cotton thing. I don't want a towel stitched together. Our number 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. A place you cannot wear robes: the bank.
I mean, you can.
Oh, well.
I don't know. But they might let you at ASC Credit Union. Go by one of their 9 locations right here in the River Region because there you're a member. You're not a customer. You're a member. They're not constantly looking to get one over on you. ASC Credit Union has that 90-day no-pay car loan. You want to get a car loan today? What is it? Today is March 29. You won't pay anything until, let's see here, April 29, May 29, June 29. You won't pay anything until July. 90-day no-pay. Great deal at ASC Credit Union. They got great low interest rates on new and used cars. They have absolutely free checking account. And while you're there, tell them we said, hey, they love hearing from News and Views listeners, and we love knowing you guys stopped by there as well. So give us a call or a text or a Facebook message and let me know how it went over there when you went in for the first time. 17 minutes after 11, ASC Credit Union, federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lender. We're going to go put on our robes and come back for the second segment of the 11 o'clock hour.
philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm. Whether your concern is infant adoptions, foster adoptions, or foreign adoptions, the Adoption Law Firm exists to make the adoption process smooth and affordable. Contact my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm, 546-2009, or check him out online, theadoptionfirm.com. Again, my friend Sam McClure, 546-2009, or online, theadoptionfirm.com.
No representations made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
You know, business has been booming at Independent Glass, and they are in need for some fantastic employees. As a matter of fact, Independent Glass is looking for glazers or glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. And they offer medical and dental insurance, paid vacation, and, of course, sick time, drug testing, and a clean driving record. Call them today, Independent Glass, looking for glazers and glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Kika with Boost Mobile. We've been advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting for the past year. We've gotten great results. Our business has increased, and I would recommend them to anybody.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Our love is alive.
All right, guys, welcome back in. I got Christian from the Bama Country Morning Show and Middays on Possum.
Hello.
I've got, she's also the promotions director at Blue Water Broadcasting. I got Dave Mowry, who's just an all-around decent guy. See how I upped your game there, Dave?
I know, man. I'm okay with that.
And your own mom's like, really? You know that?
I don't tell my mom I do this show.
Oh, come on.
She'd be ashamed of me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm joking. She doesn't live here. She lives in Kansas. And I don't want, like, any of my nieces and nephews to have to, like, pull up the app for her every day.
Oh, she's not tech savvy?
Not really. She could figure it out.
Does she
That's
call?
Super easy, though.
Does she ever call you with tech button? Questions?
No, because there's, like, younger kids that live with my sister that she can figure, okay. That she can make them do it.
Okay. Your mom would call you with tech
they'd
questions?
They'd know better than I would.
No, my mom's pretty tech savvy.
And I actually call my dad with tech questions because he's, like, he's the dude for that. He's, like, a computer guy.
Huh.
He missed a computer man.
I get the old tech question, and I don't mind them, but I get the tech question call every now and then. PETA calls for probe after snake kill during filming of Netflix movie in Alabama.
His snake's out there, it's big.
Thank you, Ice Cube.
Here we go.
The supposed decapitation of a snake during the filming of a movie at Oak Mountain State Park has drawn the ire of PETA, which is calling for investigations by police.
They should get the police that raided the kid with the fever. They should get them to go.
That'd be a perfect people.
Plus, I mean, Oak Mountain is like, you can't throw a rock and not hit a cop in Oak Mountain. You ever go to a concert there?
Yeah, but that's not where
That's what it just said, didn't it?
But it's Oak Mountain State Park.
It's like behind it.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that either. But
I didn't even know why they called it Oak Mountain Amphitheater. I just figured there was a mountain nearby named Oak. This is Oak Mountain, boys. a mountain full of oaks over here.
I have a really funny Oak Mountain story that I cannot tell on the air.
Oh,
but
really?
It's a corker.
It's legit?
Oh, you will laugh.
That's a strong promise.
Is there a way I can, like,
no.
Censor my...
No.
It's ridiculous bullshit.
Yeah, it's just not fit for the air.
Holy mackerel. According to PETA, they received a report last week that the reptilian slaying happened when crew members of Netflix's The Devil All the Time encountered a snake with red markings, possibly a species of the non-venomous king snake, while moving rocks in order to prepare a path for foot traffic.
All right. Assume every snake is poisonous.
Oh, my God. This already
and the only good snake is a dead snake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me tell you, if I see a snake, he's not going to make it.
Uh-uh.
Either that or
I'm not gonna take the time to do all the research on whether or not it's poisonous. I'll tell you that much.
I'm going to sit there and let it bite me while I'm looking up on my iPhone.
Nope.
I almost got bit by a copperhead one time. It was a baby one. It was a little bitty one. It was right after they built the Emerald Mountain Golf Course.
And my buddy, the Oak Mountain Golf Course. The Emerald Mountain. Not the old zoo. The new zoo.
Right up here, right up the road. Emerald Mountain. My buddy Jared and I were playing golf. This would have been a long time ago, close to 17, 18 years ago. Whenever they built it. It was
brand
new.
Yeah, that ain't no joke.
And we were driving on the cart path, and I said, and I was in the passenger seat, and I was like, Jared, there's a snake there, watch out. And he was like, what? I was like, there's a snake there, watch out. And he kept getting closer. And so I like moved, and it lunged into the cart, like going for my legs.
Wow.
Dude, we used to have these pavers.
I would have died.
Like that went from one area.
I have a second lease on life.
My dad's house, like one to the other. And my buddy, his now ex-wife, this may or may not be a reason, but... She like so. I'm sitting there. We're leaving. Remember Bama Jam? We were waiting to go to Bama Jam. And I was like waiting for everybody to get ready. I'm sitting in the kitchen at my dad's house, and I hear in this other room, Michelle says, "Tina found a snake," and I was like, "What?" And I was like, "Is it in the house?" And she was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Why? Like, kill it?" And then I hear this, "Ow!"
What?
And it bit her, and it was a baby copperhead.
No,
baby rattler. But
how old is Tina?
Tina's like in her 20s, maybe like in her 30s at this point.
Like she's too stupid.
At least,
I'm sorry.
Yes. at least 25.
Go on.
She's too stupid to not get bit by a snake?
First of all, she picked it up.
Oh, my God.
Second of all, she brought it in the house.
Oh, my God.
Third of all, it hit her, she had an acrylic nail. So it hit the acrylic, and it barely went into the thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to like bring the bus and, you know, take her to Enterprise Medical Center. Surprisingly, pretty awesome. Been in the emergency room 3 or 4 times.
What?
I know, right?
She might deserve this.
Stay out of Coffee County.
But they, I know, right? But they, good thing, he lives in Dale County, so like, you know, but that's the closest, you know, hospital. Anyway, so they were like, if it had gotten her, if it had really nailed her, the doctor was like, we'd have probably had to amputate the top of her thumb.
Are you serious?
If both fangs had gone in, he's like, there's a good chance she would have lost her thumb. But he was like, the acrylic nail saved her. Kind of crazy, huh?
That's
and I'm not insane. Even going to say what I want to say in response to that.
Yeah,
someone listening may wear acrylic nails.
I was like, the whole thing, we were like, what in the...
You're telling me Flowers is farther away than Enterprise Medical Center from Dale County?
From where we are, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Because, it's like from here to the exit of the studio to the Coffee County line.
Oh, I got you.
We're on the other side of Fort Rooker.
Well, plus this story said that this it was a black snake with red markings.
Yeah.
That sounds poisonous as heck. Are you kidding me?
It doesn't matter. It's a snake, and it needs to die.
Yes.
All snakes need to die.
Only good snake is a dead snake.
It's like spiders.
That just sounds like, right, yes.
Okay.
That just sounds like it looks terrifying.
Yes, it's like spiders.
Spiders, roaches, snakes. These are things that don't need to be alive near me.
I'll take a snake over a spider any day, though. I'll say that much.
Okay, if I ever got bit by a snake...
I'll take a neither of them. I'll take a machine gun over both of them.
If I had to choose...
I'll disembowel myself with my own sword.
Yes.
Before I have to be in a room with a... Actually, I used to have snakes when I was... But like, not... The snakes that were tame and domesticated and not poisonous.
You just said only good snake is a
dead
snake.
In the wild!
You're a snake guy?
I'm not a snake guy.
You were a snake.
You kind of went back snakes. On what you're talking
you're,
about.
Dude, you're a creepy snake guy. Did you have swords?
No, I didn't have swords. Didn't have to disembowel myself.
Were you big into D&D?
Nunchucks?
No.
Do you have a black light in your room?
No. Yes.
Want to see my snake?
Hey, we may or may not have in college replaced our kitchen fluorescent lights with black lights.
Yeah,
Do you have a Star Wars but Darth still. Vader mask?
No, I don't even know any of that stuff.
But like dudes that have snakes.
We had Bonnie and Clyde. They were two snakes.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Clyde was like...
Yeah.
4 feet long?
Everything you're saying is going back on everything we started this conversation about.
But a snake in the wild, you don't know if it's poisonous. I knew Clyde. He ain't going to hurt me.
That's what you think. And then the next thing you know, he's like curled up all around you and choking you to death.
Now, would you still be scared if it somehow got out?
Oh, it did one time.
I would burn the house down.
Well, it did get out one time.
Okay. Were you frightened?
A really good friend found it under the stove. See, one of my best friends moved in with me for a summer. Like, he needed a sublease.
Yeah.
And he had a snake. And I was like, you can't bring the snake.
Really?
And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, you got to find somewhere else. That snake's not coming in my house.
Eh.
Because if it got out, I'd have to burn the place down.
Well,
Bubba almost lost an account one time because we were interviewing the op Rattlesnake Rodeos before I got here. And the guy brought a snake in the studio and he refused to interview him.
Rattlesnake, I would not do.
I wouldn't even go to that. And that's like a big thing. Like if you run a campaign down there,
that's a big deal.
Like,
oh, no.
And like, I'm like, guess what? Guess who's not going?
Yeah.
Me. Things that I'm not doing. Going to Rattlesnake Rodeo.
You don't have to go in the arena.
I don't even want to be near it.
You don't taste the meat.
They've got like 50,000 snakes there.
I know.
There's a good chance one of them's going to get out and bite me.
Ooh. Well.
Not you. Me.
They always go for the tall guy.
That's right? Like the Angola Prison Rodeo is a good chance one of them's going to get out and stab you.
Well.
From behind the linked fence.
Well.
Places I don't want to be. I didn't know there was a prison rodeo, but I'm not going.
It's a big thing, but yeah. I wouldn't go near Angola. You would not get me in those walls.
I'm not going.
Guess what? There's a good chance they're not letting you out.
What are they riding in a prison rodeo?
Like bulls?
I've been several times. It's a big Louisiana thing.
That's a rough prison, too.
Yeah. They do. You know what they do? It's kind of messed up. They attach a poker chip to a bull's forehead, and they pay.
And you get years off your sentence.
Yeah. No, it's true. They pay you, like, however much money if you're the one that pulls the poker chip off the bull's forehead. It's like a game. It's really crazy.
I don't think you could pay me.
Well, I don't know.
It is a big deal, though.
You could probably pay me.
Who's this?
Hey, it's the Master Thespian.
How are you, sir?
Hi, doing good. Let me tell you about the story. Tell you the story about when my dad killed a rattler in a state park. We were at a church camp, and my dad's a preacher to begin with. He's not a very physical guy, and it was a church camp. We had a bunch of kids there.
Hold on. You guys breezing through these points today. Lori breezing through. What do you mean he's not a very physical guy?
Remember the power team? Well, they ripped phone books in half.
He was just to say he was rather large.
Oh, so he wasn't running anywhere.
Okay, so he wasn't an active
guy. He wasn't running. I mean, he was 6 feet tall,
I got it now. Anyway. I just didn't know what you were talking about.
Anyway, big fan of pies that the person was eating for him.
He was, one of the people in charge of the camp, and somebody came running to him going, Miss Bill, there's a snake. So he was like, okay. So he thought it was going to be, a king snake or just something innocuous. So as he was walking towards where the children were obviously in a circle, he just reached over and grabbed the baseball bat, thinking, I better have something just in case. And he walked in the circle, and sure enough, there's a 4-foot-long diamondback rattler. This is in Tennessee at the Fall Creek Falls State Park. And his first thought was, okay, let's not scare this thing. And he was telling the kids that were all freaking out, look at the snake. Okay, you guys need to back away. You need to back away. Everybody just be calm. Get away. Let's let him get back to the woods. And then the snake started running. And it started running toward one of the kids.
Don't run! Breezing back through key points here.
Go ahead.
The snake did not run. I don't know a lot about this story.
Slithered fast.
I wasn't there.
Okay. My dad, it was going, and he was afraid he was going to get one of the kids, so he just one shot with a baseball bat right on top of the head, smacked it, killed it.
That's a little too close.
Then he was like, okay, nobody come near the snake. He killed it one strike, and then took it and disposed of the snake. A little bit later that day, one of the park rangers came by going, we heard somebody killed a snake here. What's going on? So he had to go through the whole, explaining what happened, showed him where the snake was, and they properly disposed of the snake so somebody would get hit by the venom. But he had to explain why he killed that snake, because apparently it was against the law.
I didn't know that. I'll break that law. Hey, Master Thespian, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
I'll gladly break that law.
I will break that law
in front of the Attorney General, the Sheriff, the police chief, the SWAT team.
What's the alternative? I don't understand that.
Get bit by a snake? That,
right. Exactly.
It's self-defense at that point.
Exactly.
It's self-defense. I had to kill the snake. I don't know, though, man. If you're within baseball bat striking distance, that's pretty
close. That's
too close. Way too close.
I was out at
my goal is to never be in such bad shape that I can't outrun a snake.
Yeah.
You know?
Good point.
I mean, just, you know, take a few laps around the block a couple times a week.
You only need to be faster than the slowest person.
That's exactly right.
I'd have pushed a fat kid at it.
Maybe Master Thespian's dad's with you. You just have to outrun him. He's not a very active person.
That's right. He's not very physical.
We'll be back 32 after 11.
Yes, the same kind of story.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
She's no lady, she's your wife.
The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett.
Here I am. Yes, it's me.
Tickets on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
People trust the 2019 Subaru Outback for off-road adventure because it's so capable and durable. That's also what makes it such a smart investment. The Outback was named Best Resale Value in its class for 2019 by Kelley Blue Book. So come in during the Subaru A Lot to Love event and get financing as low as 0% for 36 months or 0.9 for up to 72 months on a 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to 2019 model year. For more information, visit www.kbb.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company Incorporated.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. The Rocksteady Boxing Program at Metro Fitness is putting on a prom to raise awareness for Parkinson's and to raise money for the Rocksteady Foundation. Mark your calendars for Thursday, April the 25th from 6 until 8 p.m. at Metro Fitness. $25 for a single or $40 for a couple. Tax deductible. Come dressed in your prom attire and enjoy a DJ, photos, and of course food and drink. All for a great cause. For more information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday, and it's really good forecast for today. Great spring day with partly sunny skies, high temperature in the upper 70s today. Tonight will be a little milder, not quite as cool as it has been. Overnight low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, high temperature near 80. A good bit of sunshine. You know, I can't rule out an isolated shower late in the day towards evening. And then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night and in through the overnight hours and first part of the day on Sunday before ending. A little cooler on Sunday. Sunday's high only 67. And the pollen count, yep, still in the very high range right on through the next few days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Forecast, 37 minutes after 11.
Touching moving thoughts into the bending of your mind. You reach for something
I said. No, you didn't. No, you're not saying anything like that on air. 37 minutes after 11.
Now you got shorthand.
Well, men.
Men.
We'll get back to those phone calls in a second. 272-9228. I got Christy from the Bama Country Morning Show and Middays on Possum. Also the promotions director here, Dave Mowry, who has been anywhere and everywhere and whose resume is too lengthy and has won too many awards to... he was just telling me earlier, he had so many awards, he stopped framing them all, and now they're just stacked up behind his couch.
No, they're framed, they're just not hung.
Oh, you stopped hanging them. Yeah. They're just behind the couch.
Yeah.
Midtown Pizza Kitchen, generous sponsors of this radio broadcast on a daily basis. It's Carbonara Week in America, ladies and gentlemen. All you got to do is get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, either location. They got that clingy, thick, delicious, golden carbonara with that smoky, thick bacon in there. It's so delicious. Perfect amount of saltiness to each bite. All you got to do is go into one of the two locations. Can you tell I haven't eaten yet? My mouth's watering.
Oh, my God.
I had a swallow during that reading.
Killing me.
Jesus.
Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Also, they have award-winning pizza pies. They have lunch specials. You can get a slice of pie, any slice of pie, and a salad for $9. You can also get a slice of lasagna and a salad for $9, or the carbonara with bacon and a salad for $9. If you want a job, both the Prattville and Montgomery locations are hiring, so go by there between 1 and 4. Take a bath. Be clean, people. Don't be gross. Especially if I'm sending you, because it reflects poorly on me. They say, I didn't know Barron had gross people in his audience. Don't be gross. Go by there, get clean.
No, nobody would ever guess that.
Don't take your bathrobe off before you go in, in other words.
Right. That's right, no bathrobe.
They're going to wonder about you if you go in a bathrobe. Take your bathrobe off, go in there, and take a pen with you between 1 and 4 and apply over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. At Zelda Place Shopping Center, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. Our number, 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Randall, have you called today?
No, I really was going to tell her to call screen, but she was gone, and I wasn't going to hang up and let it be hung up on your face, I promise you. But I just wanted to say, since the snake thing, maybe we could all get together April. I think it's April the 6th at the Garrett Coliseum. They bring all kind of snakes to town. So.
You know what I've learned today, Randall?
Yeah.
You're big into snakes.
Guess where I'm not going to be April 6th? He's a snake guy. He loves snakes. I'm not going to be Garrett Coliseum.
Hey,
no, I didn't know, but now I do.
Whatever it takes to get to the checkered flag, bro.
Big into snakes.
Snake guys like snakes.
Love snakes.
Big into snakes. Big snake guy.
April 6th.
Your sister told me about this big snake situation.
I don't even think I'm going to be in Montgomery that day.
Me neither, if they're bringing all those snakes.
My daughter just updated me. Free practice 2 just ended.
Free practice?
Ferrari 1 and 2. Again. Ferrari 1-2 in practice 1. Ferrari 1-2 in practice 2. Qualifying in the morning. Where are you going to be at 6 a.m.? Because I know where I'm going to be.
Not there.
I'll be...
Oh, I'm not going to be there because it's in Bahrain. But I'm going to be in front of the television.
Not that either.
I wonder if you can have... Where's Bahrain in relation to?
It's Brunei. It's more in the Middle East, but it is just as Muslim and bright. Just as
you can't have gay sex in front of Muslims there either, can you?
I doubt it. I mean, you can, but then they kill you.
Oh God,
that's what we're talking about earlier.
That escalated quickly.
Well, here's the story.
That escalated quickly.
she wasn't here for the story. Brunei deems gay sex and adultery punishable by death with stoning.
Well. All right.
So I just want to make sure, as you go to the Formula One events, what all you can do. Because I know Randall's getting into Formula One. I don't want him showing up in Bahrain and getting himself in trouble. Speaking of things that are illegal, driving in the left lane may be illegal in the near future.
Well,
the state of Alabama.
Wait.
It should be.
Isn't that already a thing?
Unless you're passing.
Right.
Well, left lane hogs beware. New bill would make staying over a ticketed offense. This is from WVUA in Tuscaloosa. Road rage can happen anywhere. A new bill has been introduced through the Alabama legislature aiming to reduce it. The bill was proposed by Alabama lawmaker Philip Pettis. You ever heard of that guy? I never heard of him.
Yeah.
Must be a new guy?
He's new, though.
Are you talking about yielding to people who are going faster than you?
Well, like getting the hell out of the left lane.
I'm going to guess. There's 105 members of the House.
And yes.
35 members of the Senate.
Right.
Of that 140, I bet you 90 of them are full on, we pay for this whole road, people. I bet you there's like 15 of them that are from north, that are from Coleman North, that literally go 55 in the left lane from Clanton all the way to Montgomery.
I'm getting on the phone when we leave. I'm gonna call Connie Rowe, Corey Harbison, Tim Wadsworth, legislators from that area of the neck of the woods. Well, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth. I'm going to get them on the phone. I'm going to say, how fast do you drive and in which lane?
You just listed like three people from Walker County. If you even suggest they get out of your way, they kill you.
Connie's from Walker County.
Harbison?
Harbison's from Coleman County, okay. Which is even worse.
And, it depends on who you're asking.
And Tim Wadsworth is from the free state of Winston, which doesn't even recognize the sovereignty of the United States.
And so if you think you're going to tell him to not get in the left lane whenever he dang well pleases.
This bill is called the Anti-Road Rage Act.
Hmm. They're going to get road rage just from hearing the bill.
It makes driving in the left lane for more than half a mile, more than a mile and a half without passing a vehicle in the right lane a ticketable offense.
That's like
that's the stupidest thing I've ever
heard.
That
sounds like kind of unenforceable very arbitrary.
Yeah, well, because
that's
what if
very unenforceable?
What about rush hour traffic?
Yeah,
well, I mean, everybody's not passing.
I am one of those people that defaults to being in the right lane
because
that's how you're supposed to drive.
Right.
Sure,
but a lot of people don't do that.
Right.
Well, that's what I was saying. If you know you're going slower than everybody else, most people stay in the right.
Or even if like it's an empty road, or mm-hmm. like if I have to pass somebody, I'll be in the right lane.
And if you're,
and there's not people in front,
right,
I will pass them in the left lane and then get back over.
Same.
Well,
same.
And if you're speeding, especially, get in the right lane because
they notice you in the left lane.
Right. If you're in the left lane and everybody else in the right lane and you're going 90,
correct.
Guess who gets a ticket?
That's a stupid rule.
I'm going to guess again that it doesn't pass.
I'm going to guess again. This is yet another example of the Alabama legislature going, we're just going to do something. I'm so mad.
Well, they also
he got behind somebody on 82, you know, and there
probably
were two
another
long
legislator.
Trucks. You what?
Probably another legislator.
I'll tell you what, though. I have a video on my phone. I followed one legislator. He shall remain nameless. I was going north. They were still in session. He was leaving early and heading north. And he had that little stupid House of Representatives sticker on his car. And he passed me. He was flying. And so I got behind him. And I was doing about 105 trying to keep up. And I finally got him and stayed even with him and videoed him in my speedometer for a little while.
Was it Lowell Barron?
No.
Because you know that's why municipalities can't give tickets on the highway, right?
Because of Lowell Barron?
Yeah, because he like went from Fife to something at the beach one time and got pulled over like 8 times.
They can, but only municipalities of certain length.
Yeah, but
a certain size.
But basically, he was like, yeah, y'all ain't doing that no more.
You know what, though? Don't
Which is a great power move. I mean, whether you, like, take out anybody's feelings about Lowell, like, notwithstanding, great power move. The Speaker of the Georgia House, when they passed a seatbelt law, he exempted pickup trucks because he drove a pickup truck and he wasn't wearing no dang seatbelt, boy.
Are you serious?
Power move.
Mm. Lowell Barron's biggest power move was, oh, you want to question me about my girlfriend under oath? How about I'll subpoena the Attorney General of the state of Alabama and we'll talk about his.
Yeah.
Case dropped.
Oh, yeah. Whoopsie.
Case dropped.
dropped like a bad habit.
That was the powerest of power moves. He issued that subpoena and everybody's like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All of a sudden, it was gone.
He was wearing a T-shirt that said, don't test me.
All right, our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228.
You played this yesterday.
I know, that's why I'm not doing it. Why is it so crinkly in here?
I don't know.
So crinkly.
What's crinkly?
I don't know.
It's awful.
Play the top right.
Top right.
Oh, okay. My favorite Mellon Camp song.
You fight authority, authority always wins.
I mean,
fair enough. I'll play it. Dave wants a song, he gets a song. Christy will pick the song on the way in. Is that fair?
Oh, that's a lot of pressure. But
start
okay.
thinking now. You got
Big
2 and a half
pressure.
Minutes.
All right.
It's 14 till.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, Spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Be, Joe.
Coffee and apple pie. Whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Guys, my friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, Greg and his team over there, want to come over to your business and help you save a little money on your insurance. Don't cut those benefits for your employees, bosses, and owners. Go to Cornerstone Managing General Agency's website, cornerstonemga.com, or call them, 356-1502, and ask them to come into your business and see if you can save some money. See if you can save some money. Cornerstonemga.com, 356-1502. 02. I'm going to leave this in here since this was a selection. Just leave a little bed under Greg and his team at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Because even if you're a worldwide business and you have employees in Africa, he can help you out. Joey,
are you looking around for approval?
Yeah, looking for somebody.
A little harder to insure, but you know.
Joey shook his head left and right and walked off.
Harder to find a carrier over there.
Christy and Dave busted their head in their hands.
At least an insurance carrier.
You can find carriers over there, I can assure you. Carriers of...
I'm doing work today, Baron.
Get Cornerstone Managing General Agency on the phone. 356-1502. Have them save you a little money. Now, this was the song you chose. Why is that?
I've been such a fan of this song for years and years and years. I couldn't even tell you why. I just love it.
Why is this song making a comeback?
Yeah, why is there one making a...
Millennials are into the 80s or
redoing it.
Generation X people are into the 80s, right? That's like, I think that's a lot.
Is it Weezer who redid the song? Remixed
yeah.
It?
But this has been covered like 100 times.
Yeah, because it's a great song.
Oh, it is a great song. You know, the song almost didn't make the album. I read an article about that. They almost left off the album because they didn't think it was a serious song.
That would have been a travesty.
And they were like, this doesn't fit with us. This is beneath us. And it ended up being their biggest hit. So, you know.
That song could put you in a good mood any day.
I'm more of a hold the line guy.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the B-side to this better a little bit. Rosanna.
Oh, Rosanna.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know this was Rosanna was
a
B-side.
Jam?
It's a good one, too.
Rosanna's a great song.
I don't know if it was originally the B-side, but for Record Store Day a couple years ago, they put out the vinyl that was shaped like Africa, and it had Africa, and then the B-side of that was Rosanna.
Love.
And it's a friend of mine got it, and it's just great thing
I
to
bet,
have.
Is that the
multicolored one?
Yeah,
that's a cool
it's in the
piece
shape
of vinyl.
It's in the shape of Africa.
Cool piece of vinyl. Cool piece of vinyl. Our number 272-9228 again. Dave Mowry, Christy joins us. Baron Coleman here. Joey is grabbing a microphone in mere moments. We'll talk to Mike while he gets mic'd up. Mike,
what's up, guys?
How about it?
You know, it seems like today y'all just set out to offend me every way possible.
Don't tell me you wear a robe, dude.
I wear a robe.
And you have a sneaker on your neck.
I put my shoes on, sock, shoe.
Oh, whoa!
No,
whoa.
You're a monster!
I'm like snake.
Police, trace this call.
He's big into snakes. He wears a robe, but he's big into snakes. Need I say more?
And I love Bear Bryant.
Oh, come on, well,
I'm okay with that.
Y'all kicked me left and right today.
It's been a bad day for Mike B, I'll tell you that. Mike, can I ask you a question?
I would throw Barron's kid in the pool if he said that about Vince Dooley.
let me ask you a question, Mike.
Or Wally Butts. Sure. Try me.
On the two craziest
to hate Ray Goff.
And craziest and most suspect things you said. First, the sock, shoe. What the hell's up with that?
I like to put my sock on and then my shoe. And then my next sock and then my shoe.
Just deal with one foot and then he goes with the other foot.
That's a special kind of crazy, though.
It's a little weird.
Now, the robe. All right. Aside from being an obvious sign of well, being into snakes, why do you wear the robe? Why not just some pants and a shirt?
Well, I like to sit around in my underwear, so I put the robe on so I can still sit around in my underwear and I don't get cold.
I'm in my underwear right now, Mike.
I'm telling you, everybody that calls in just wants to talk about whether they can sit around in their underwear or naked.
That has been a theme today.
Someone texted me and said they were naked like 7 times.
Yeah, I think that's an underlying motive there.
He feels better naked. He's naked when he puts on a robe because he's sleeping naked and there's people in his house because he's naked.
I don't like to pretend I'm Ric Flair,
the greatest wear robes.
Now, do you have snakes in your house?
Not anymore. I used to keep them, and I'm going to go to the Repticon show next weekend. And
guess who you won't see there?
Us?
You won't see me. You might see anyone else here, but
the
it ain't going to be me.
Repticon? What the hell does that
mean?
You're
going to miss me with that.
What is a
I give you guys 15 hours every week, and y'all have insulted me today.
He breezes past the worst part. What is a Repticon show?
It's where they have reptiles.
It's reptiles.
Randall's talking. Randall invited you.
This is the one at the Garrett Calls in?
At the Alcazar Shrine Temple on
Eastern
Boulevard.
Right. He's right. Yep.
Yeah, one place I won't be. Repticon. Hey, I appreciate it. Sorry, Mike B. I really want you to reconsider that road.
Sorry that you're wrong.
I want you to reconsider that, man. You're sending off the wrong message.
You're extremely wrong.
Actually, I don't know. I don't know you well.
I think you're messing with the wrong guy, Barry.
You might be. You might.
No, I think you're messing with the wrong guy because he might just put sock boot on. Right. Sock boot and put you in an abdominal stretch, brother.
And then use those boots to stomp a mud hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then kick it dry?
That's right.
And then it'll lay a snake on you like Jake the Snake.
Right. He's got experience in the squared circle.
If I was a wrestler,
right?
I would have had it in my contract. I could never wrestle Jake the Snake. Because they put that snake on me, I kill everybody in the arena.
You know, I had this conversation with my daughter just yesterday or the day before. Did Jake the Snake have a last name?
The Roberts. Snake.
Robert.
Jake the Snake Roberts. I thought he did, and then I couldn't think of it.
He said the Snake.
The Snake was his middle name.
Snake was his last name. The was his middle name.
We had a duck back in the day that thought it was a dog. Because it,
yeah. That sounds kind of awesome.
And we lived near an airport, and he would do this to look up at the planes as they went by. Because his name was Bert T. Duck.
Ducks are pretty cool.
T stood for the Bert the Duck.
Geese, not so much. Geese
he didn't make it.
Geese suck.
He thought he was big and bad and stayed out one night.
These are jerks.
I had geese chase me to class every time I came out of my dorm at LSU. They would wait for you at the bottom of the stairs and chase you.
Don't enough people that go to LSU have shotguns? Like, that bird would chase me exactly once.
Oh, I'd kick a goose. I would kick a goose.
Have you ever been chased by a goose?
No, because I would kick it.
I have. No, but it's weird. They got those weird little needle
Come
teeth.
Come here, let me goose you, Joey. I'll show you what it's like.
They got these weird little needle teeth in their beak, and they hiss.
Ooh.
They hiss.
Whoa.
Murder birds.
They are scary.
Geese are murder birds.
They're terrifying.
Did you not know this?
They're little T-Rexes.
No, when I was small, I was chased by a swan.
Ooh.
Like a black swan out at ASA.
A black swan?
Yeah.
That sounds like a bad omen.
Sounds hot.
Sure.
Wasn't that a movie, The Black Swan?
Black swan and get some ice cubes and a 9-iron and a stuffed buffalo.
You cannot kill the black swan just because it chased you.
No.
That's not what he's talking about.
No.
I got the reference.
Referencing, Billy. Those who know. Yeah.
I don't know.
Who's this?
Tom
from Greenville. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, seeing as how this is Friday and seeing as how y'all talking about naked and all that stuff.
See, everybody's a closet exposer.
You know the difference between naked and naked?
I do not.
Naked means you just don't have on any clothes. Naked means you don't have on any clothes and you're up to something.
That's right. Right.
That's funny.
So, that's pretty funny.
Have a happy weekend, guys and ladies. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
That made me laugh.
Naked
that was
and
good.
Up to something.
Well, since it's Friday and anything goes,
yes,
and
sir.
You brought up Jake the Snake Roberts, have you seen the Jake the Snake Roberts Joe Rogan episode?
In particular,
where he talks about Macho Man.
No,
I haven't listened to it.
It's so good.
I figured it'd be all about him, like, you know, his crack years.
But. Well, and they get into some of that, too. He's
apparently
a crazy
Jake the Snake,
guy.
Big on the pipe.
Crazy guy. Crazy
big in the pipes.
Like.
He likes pipes.
Yeah. But he tells
likes
us,
snakes and pipes.
They're supposed to do a spot where he has his cobra that isn't venomous. It has the venom sacs.
Oh,
removed.
Sure it does.
Yeah,
I believe that.
The venom
100%.
Sacs are removed. And so he is supposed to do it with Macho Man and have the snake bite Macho Man. And Macho Man came back to the locker room like an hour before the show. It's like, ooh, we're going to do this, brother. Like, I mean, I got to see the snake bite you first. Then I don't want the snake bite me. No, Macho's out and you're his intercontinental title's yours. And he's saying this behind the stage. It's like they're all in on it. So he has the Jake bites, has the snake bite him backstage cold, which just sucks because it still has teeth. So, he's bleeding. So he goes out to the ring and in order to, because he's upset.
Dude, I got the willies just thinking about that.
He's upset with Macho Man having made him done that backstage. So before he has the snake bite Macho Man,
he puts the cobra with the venom in it.
No,
in the sack.
He takes the non-venomous cobra, but he smacks it a few times on the head and then puts it towards Macho Man. Yeah, and Jake was the guy who would smuggle everybody's drugs because they go over like customs of the Canadian border, and he would put all the drugs in the snake.
In the cobra bag.
Yeah, and he'd be like, okay, you can check it, guys, but she's ornery today. She's ornery. I'm
smuggling
telling you.
The snake.
And he'd be moving like 100 pounds of all sorts of drugs. Like, it was ridiculous.
It's still real.
You gotta watch that episode. The stories are amazing.
I will.
Rogan
does a good job. Rogan does a good job.
It's a lot of it's guest dependent, but I do like when he's got a good guest.
When he's doing some low rent comedian
any MMA thing, I'm just pretty much out on it.
Yeah.
And then like even I can only take so much of like Jordan Peterson or those guys.
Right.
Like I like it. I liked like the very first one that he had with him and all that, and I get it, but like
they start to repeat themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say wrestlers usually have some of the great road stories.
Oh, I'm sure.
So whenever I love their podcast just for that.
Like
you don't have to be a fan.
Yeah, like the Dusty Road story where like I'd go buy a case of beer and just drink the we'd have to drive between Tampa and Atlanta. I just drink and just throw them in the back of the pickup truck. Just all hold it. We're going down I-75.
No.
Back to you, Skip.
Guys, this hour of the program, unbelievably, has been brought to you by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check them out online,